keep up with what's hot on CFRC Airwaves. Find us today on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us at CFRC Music and keep your finger on the pulse of Kingston's best music mix.
What's going on? What are you doing? What's going on? Tanya Dahaskigo, then on Zewa Dahusa Dache, Ungahuan, Hadiwa Nodus, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oscar Dewanyawar Oscar, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And it is 6 o'clock, and you're tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM. And we're broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Ani Nich Kiwink, the Farquhar Indigenous, Minwa Sean Snorri. It's not Minwa, and it's Shinabi Nawewin. And here we go, Aboriginal Voices on this CFRC evening. It is a gorgeous Tuesday evening.
Isn't it, Douglas?
Yes, it's beautiful. And you know, it's actually, the whole campus is alive.
Well, it's kind of alive out there. I've seen it very alive.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that's what's going on out there.
There are a lot of people around. It's like, welcome back to everyone.
Is this
who's
like
there.
What you would call a frosh week?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen it way.
Oh well, we haven't seen them
way wilder.
Yeah,
than
but we're
this.
Here late in the day for the frosh.
No. Like I've been here.
Yeah,
at
later.
This time to do this show.
Okay.
Last 30 years, been some wild out there.
Which year was the wildest? Where the wild things are was a book. I love it.
We don't have any time machine.
Go back and see.
But a few years back,
yeah,
it used to be a happening place.
Well,
there's less people out there.
There are a lot of people.
No, well, there's a lot of people taking up space.
I had to slowly cross from Princess Street.
Oh yeah, there's those people. I thought you meant in the parking lot.
That's what I'm saying. I had to slowly go down Division Street to get to Union Street. Not too bad, but slow because people are walking everywhere and they don't even look when they walk out.
Yeah, that is true.
Road.
They don't look.
When you get to Union, there's only one way to go.
These are supposed to be the brightest minds in Canada.
Well, they're...
And they don't look...
They're exhausted from trying to find their way around campus.
Yeah, but I mean...
Anyway, to turn onto Union... It took me two lights to get around the corner, and I was the only car.
Did you use your horn?
No. It wouldn't help. People crossing the road.
They got their
pedestrians,
earplugs in. And
I don't know. The pedestrians,
listening to music
they just
and the whole
step out
thing.
And walk across the road.
As
even
long
on
as
the
they're
red
listening
light,
to us, right?
Even on a red light, you say, wait a sec. I don't mind if you cross the road when it's green and I have to wait. Because on a red light, then I could turn because there's no cars coming that way.
Yeah.
Okay. But people are constantly, there are no cars, so they just walk across the road even on a red light. So I got through that, and then I had to turn left into the 61st Company Road there that we're on? Who knows? No. Anyway, I have to look it up again.
You're asking the wrong person.
I couldn't turn in for a few minutes.
Oh.
Because, again, there are people who are walking back
people.
Past. They don't realize that cars can come off Union and go into the parking lot there.
Yeah.
And then I get to the parking lot, and there isn't any place to park.
There is not a one spot out there. I found a spot.
Oh, okay.
But
it's
way down past you.
Oh, okay.
And I had stuff to carry in.
I did a cycle. Oh, I'm glad you did. Oh, that is so good. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah. Anyways.
So that's our news for today.
Yeah, that was our
people
up to
on
the
campus. Welcome everybody.
Too many people on campus.
Ah,
no, apparently.
Not too many. It's nice.
I don't think there is, but
I think it's
weirdly.
Just,
is there a reason why you've become curmudgeon-y?
No. There's no reason.
Is there a reason we need to share with the folks at home?
No. Why not? Yeah, they need to experience it.
Do you want
somehow.
Me to share it? I can share it.
What do you want to share? No.
Your news.
No. Yeah, we got a book for today.
The historical value of today.
Yeah. Well, not quite.
But like.
No, it's September 17th is a historical value. Because that'll be the end of 30 years of broadcasting here for CFRC and the beginning of the 31st year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I see. You're laughing. Yeah. It's just a few years, so keep counting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I found
in the article.
I think people at home probably have an idea as to why.
No, we're not.
Yeah, no, they probably do. If you can, call in, maybe give some wishes.
Oh, no.
You know, for this occasion. And
no, none of them are clairvoyant.
We could get international. Maybe Rich will call and it'll be international.
Oh, that would be nice.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. We have a...
What?
We have a CD that... I can't remember the date on this one. 2011.
Back in the day.
Well, not too far back. But Robbie Robertson's CD, How to Become Clairvoyant. We played that a lot. Yes. Anyway, but I thought...
I feel as though there's also Underworld of Red Boy, right?
Yes.
And it's kind of the same idea.
No, it's not. That was...
I'm not saying he repeated himself. I'm saying it's, similar in fashion.
The songs on this one, Robbie Robertson wrote. And
he did with the Red Boy one, too.
No.
Did he not?
He brought in other musicians.
I don't think so.
Was it? Oh, okay.
I don't know. I remember Summer.
This is your research moment.
Cree Summer was on one of them.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I always tell you this. Cree Summer.
Mm-hmm.
Cree Summer used to be on a show.
Oh, I see. That's why
called
you
A Different
know
World.
Mm-hmm.
And that was she was only on it for, what, maybe a year, maybe several episodes.
So is this a sci-fi?
They moved her out. No. A Different World is a comedy about going to university, going to college.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hillman, I think it is. A college someplace in the States.
Mm-hmm.
If it's even a real college. I never actually looked never actually looked it up.
You didn't?
No. Anyways, it's from The Cosby Show. It's a spinoff from The Cosby Show. She went to Hillman.
So was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So
people should run
to their computers and look it up. Cree Summer.
Well, you can try.
What was the name of the show?
A Different World. Cree Summer was on it, but she was a minor secondary character. Then later on, I'm listening to this here album, The Underworld of Red Boy, and she's on it. Cree Summer. Singing parts of it. There you go. That's a little bit of knowledge I just dropped, Doug.
No, but that's the best part.
Hey.
What did you get?
Nothing. Nothing. Not a thing.
Well, that's that.
She's American Canadian actress and singer.
Well, if she's indigenous, that would be true.
I don't know that she is, but I believe she might be. Let's move on, Doug.
I'm trying to move on. Something else that we've had all summer long, and we've got this show and next show to finish it up, and that is your idea of having a Aboriginal Voices Summer Book Club. And we've had some books, the good ones. So I brought one in tonight, and we'll use this later on to talk about it later in this hour. And we'll talk about a Native American thought of it, Amazing Inventions and Innovations. So we're going to read this live.
Looks like
on the
a
air.
Magazine.
Oh, well.
Is it a magazine?
No, this is a book.
Is it a real book?
It's a real book. Now, what makes it a real book? It has an author. There's actually two authors.
I always tend to think it's the cost.
Oh, well, The cost is it's a real book. I bought it so we could have it here.
All righty.
Through Anik Press.
Yep.
I'm just looking for the date it was published. 2008. Okay.
All righty. If it is. Okay.
And it is, the author actually happens to live in Kingston area.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Rocky Landon. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Yeah. Not right now.
Oh, so, we don't want to talk about it now?
No, not yet. I'll give you time to
cave paintings.
Read through it. So let's go to some music. You ready for this?
I am, Douglas.
They keep changing things on us around here. This is good. I found it.
Did you?
Good. Yeah. See, look at all the tags there that they put.
And then they just put tags on. Did all those lights break? Or?
No, they're probably not sure. They want to leave those lines for the telephone or the cassette. Cassette. Hey, we could get more cassettes
on
here.
Yeah, we could do that.
But I have Crystal Shawanda.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and... you know, it's interesting because Crystal was born and brought up in Manitoulin Island. And then part of her life, she was in Sault Ste. Marie. So she grew up that area. And she was involved in writing some music. And people kept saying, hey, you should come out and sing. And so she started singing live on stage. And it turns out she's got her own band. And... She goes all over. But this CD that she put out is called Voodoo Woman.
Oh, yeah?
So I picked two songs from it. One, both of them are, Crystal's doing all of the singing, but this one, Trouble, she wrote. And following that, we're going to do Misty Blue.
Sounds good.
Misty Blue, I'm sending out to Sean.
To me?
Yeah, the other Sean.
Oh, other Sean.
Cousin Sean.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because sounds good.
That's the one he always picked. When he came to visit and talk
on
here.
True enough.
So, yeah, just tell him we're thinking about him.
Always.
Okay. But first, Trouble. That's what I went through all last year. Trouble. But now it looks like it's... and then I'm going to be Misty Blue afterwards.
All righty.
Nothing.
Folks out there listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and this is Aboriginal Voices. That was Crystal Shawanda with her two songs. The first one was Trouble, and the second one we played was Misty Blue. She's got a great voice.
She does.
Good stage presence, too. I watched when she was on one of the YouTube pieces that we were trying to figure out. What are we going to play tonight? And so I thought these would be really good to have. A quick question for you. Now that we're into our second last summer program.
Yeah.
It's
been a long, long summer.
Our book club.
Yeah.
As initiated by Sean Story. Yeah.
As initiated by me. A Native American thought of it was it's a by Rocky Landon with David McDonald. Amazing inventions and innovations.
And it's
I thought he was repeating himself.
No.
But he's not. So you go through here and they got the contents, map. Shelter, hunting, food, clothing, medicine, healing, transportation. Did they invent the car?
No, but transportation doesn't have to be limited to an airplane or a car, does it?
Did they invent the airplane?
I don't know. They may have. I have no idea. Did you see that in there?
Would be nice if they did. So, transportation, they have like toboggans. Snowshoes.
Oh, now you're talking my weather.
Decorated snowshoes. And a bull boat.
A bowl, B-O-W-L?
No, a bowl, B-U-L-L.
Oh.
And it's a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Not a very big boat. It says here that the bull boat was used by the Mandan people who lived in present-day North and South Dakota.
Hmm.
The boat had a circular frame made of willow saplings that were tied together using sinew. Buffalo skin was tightly stretched over the frame to create a waterproof covering. This light and portable boat was often used by native traders and could carry very heavy loads.
Hmm. But it's round.
Yeah, it's round. Similar. Remember the flying saucer toboggan?
Oh yes, yeah.
Downhill deals. Mm-hmm. It's slightly larger than that and deeper than that.
Oh, okay.
So
that's so you could get in, but also things you're going to carry with you.
I assume this Mandan woman. Is rowing with one, well, it looks like a stick. So maybe they didn't invent the oar. They just invented the stick.
Or took a stick, like a pole, and pushed the bottom.
Yeah, stick and pushed, possibly. Mm. I wasn't there, Doug.
Yeah, but the shape of that is, you know, like there's no point to it anywhere. Uh-huh. So by moving it, you could end up spinning in a circle.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you could.
But
you
I'm
could.
Thinking that it, you said South Dakota and North Dakota.
And they
Dakota.
Probably did that for fun.
Maybe.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain I would do that. Yeah, yeah, there's one there.
You know, you put kids not, in it and away you go.
This one is interesting to me because it's under the title of Medicine Healing and Healing, and it says scalpel.
A scalpel.
Yeah. Some folks back in the day invented scalpels.
Hmm.
So skilled healers performed operations on people to help with a variety of medical problems. To make a scalpel blade, native peoples often used a volcanic glass called obsidian.
Mm-hmm.
And this glass could be made into a very thin, sharp blade. Cuts made with an obsidian blade bleed less and healed faster than cuts made with many other kinds of blades.
That's amazing.
Modern surgeons sometimes use scalpels with obsidian blades. I was going to say, back in the day, don't know how long ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was a number of years, though. I was listening to probably the CBC, and they had a guy on there that he performed his own appendectomy with one of these here obsidian blades.
Mm. And you can resharpen them all the time by just tapping the edges.
Yeah. And his thing was that he could do it, sew up. He sewed it up and all that. And it took less time to, to grow back together.
Wow. That is...
I was fascinated. Mm-hmm. Not enough to look it up or anything like that. But, okay, cool. But I don't remember who that guy was.
In the book, do they have a list of medicines that that the First Nations people have?
Is it on the first page? There it is. Maybe you should read.
No,
the book.
No, I'm just you're talking about if I get a burn, for example,
herbal remedies.
I use aloe plant.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because it'll...
You should use the prickly pear cactus.
I should, but I have to go somewhere else to get one.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Sunscreen. Native peoples developed sunscreen.
Oh, is that right?
That's what it says.
So they didn't turn
I've
red?
I've never known Rocky land into a lie to me.
Okay.
develop sunscreens to protect their skin from sunburn. These sunscreens often included ingredients from plants. Some plants use the oil from sunflower seeds. Other groups used ingredients from wallflower or agave plants.
Oh, okay. Again, yeah. The problem for us, we don't have agave plants here.
Today, some sunscreens contain ingredients that were first used by native peoples. Nice. You want to hear more?
Yeah.
I've got more, Doug.
Okay, give me a rundown of some of the things, because, you know, we're talking about people who go out in the woods.
So it says here that, you just want to hear the what to use?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So pine tree needles.
Right.
You're supposed to guess.
Am I supposed to?
Am I supposed to tell you?
No, well, probably, but do you make a
You'll
tea out of
learn.
It?
You'll never learn.
Or do you crush
no,
them?
No, it says sore throats.
Oh, yeah.
Coughs.
But do you make a tea?
I don't know. It doesn't say how to use
it. I would suspect a tea would be
That's
good.
Part two. That's like book two.
Okay.
No, I've heard that you make the okay. tea. And it's supposed to help.
But this is pine needles.
Yeah. Well, what did I just say?
No, because you can make tea out of cedar. But I don't know if it's got the same remedy.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry leaves and or roots.
I had heard about the roots.
Says for the fever, diarrhea, mouth, and gum problems.
Hmm.
Cool, huh?
Yeah, I heard about using the roots of a strawberry plant.
Choke cherry.
For fevers. Choke cherry.
Yeah, leaves, bark, and roots.
Oh.
Yeah, you can always use the whole thing. Colds, bronchitis, indigestion.
Oh, okay, that's good.
You wouldn't think it from the name, though.
No. Choke cherry?
Yeah.
Indigestion? Maybe.
Cattails.
Cattails.
Yeah, it's the roots.
The roots.
The roots on that one.
Yeah.
Wounds, burns, and other problems.
Yeah.
White birch.
No, I don't know about that.
Various skin problems.
Oh. Do you use the sap from it, or... The bark.
It doesn't say.
Doesn't say. Oh, now we're going to. Now you've sent me off on another search.
You said to hear this one, and now you're throwing questions.
Why not?
I have no answer for.
Okay.
Mountain balm.
Hmm.
Have you ever even seen a mountain balm?
No.
It's good for asthma and other lung problems. Ginger.
Ginger, I do know about.
What is it good for?
Because if you eat candied ginger, it'll settle your stomach.
This here says earaches.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if you're supposed to put it in your ear.
No.
What?
No.
No, you take a little bit of it right in your ear.
No.
Yeah, like an eyedropper, but for your ear.
You chew it.
But how am I
what
to know that?
What does it say there?
It doesn't say anything.
It says, go look it up, how to use it properly. It
says to... Buy my new book, Prickly Pear Cactus. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're good for the diabetes.
Oh.
I don't know. I think that's to alleviate, not to give it to you.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, yeah, don't eat that. You know me. I would have brought this in for sports or maps. They go together, actually. Orienteering.
Here's Native American fun.
Oh, yes.
The hacky sack.
They invented a hacky sack?
Yeah, they invented the hacky sack.
Nice.
It's also sometimes called a foot bag.
Mm-hmm.
Hacky sack, I believe, is the brand name.
Oh, okay. But that's a good experience to have, to be able to keep it moving, especially if you're going to be out hunting. You've got to move and follow. You got to go through the woods easily.
Well, hacky sacking?
Well, but be, when you got time to kick around, literally.
It says here the hacky sack, sometimes called a foot bag, was played with a ball made of deer skin and or stuffed with deer or buffalo hair. Players tried to keep the ball in the air by hitting it with their feet. It was popular back in the day.
Yeah, about 3,000 years ago.
Yeah, and also maybe 40 years ago. I have one.
Oh, do you?
I had the official hacky sack.
Oh, nice.
Not one of those foot bags for me.
That's proof. That statement's correct.
Yeah. Anyways, the hoop and pole games. I don't like those ones.
Yeah.
We'll go over here to snow snakes.
That's it. Snow
snakes. The only snakes I like are snow snakes.
have you done snow snake competitions?
No.
Oh.
So the Iroquois communities developed a traditional sport called snow snake. Snow snake was a long, smooth piece of wood, similar to a spear with one end carved to look like a snake's head.
Any
of the ones I've seen don't look like a snake's head.
No, but you want.
I think Rocky is throwing.
Some
stuff up there.
This is accurate.
No, it's not.
You've only seen the modern ones.
The object of the sport was to throw the snow snake with great force along a very long trough and through. Oh, the trough was made by using a log to press down the snow in the frozen lake. The winner was the person whose snow snake slid the furthest. Today, a snow snake is still a popular event at festivals with traditional native games. The best competitors can make their snow snakes travel as far as 2.4 kilometers.
Ooh, okay.
Must be shooting it out of a gun.
Before you go on to the... No, I want to just stick with the snow snake for a second, because when I was teaching elementary school, and in the winter, we'd given the students an opportunity to try out snow snakes. And so the one year we went out and spent half a morning.
A whole half?
It took that long with about 35 students, young students. They were grade two and three. And what they were doing was they would go and bring snow to we made the pile almost knee high, one of the students' knees.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And they used a pole, like a big long log, and packed down the center of the trough. And once they got it so that it was, a long, level on top of it. So what we could do is we could pack it down and then see if the whole thing was the same level all along. We didn't want to have it tilted one way or the other. That's the kids. And then near the end, we had those spraying, plant sprayers, right, with water. And we had a group of people running back and forth to get water to bring it out and then go down the trough and spray it so that later in the afternoon, they came out and tried out the snow snake. And I had different snow snakes that were recommended as the best. And when you said, no, they don't look like...
They don't.
The bulbous ones, the ones with the heavier end and larger to look like the snake's head.
All right, Doug.
Because the weight of it keeps it sliding. That's why.
I don't want to...
tried it.
I don't want to upset you, Doug, this day of... This special day for you.
Yeah, well, it's special, so stop there.
But I'm going to say no.
Oh. I'll get some of those kids who were there.
They don't know.
They're in their 30s now with their own kids.
Yeah.
They'll take you on. Give Sean a call. 613.
What do you mean? All I have to say is no.
CFRC.
You are mistaken. No. Young person.
They worked it. It was beautiful. All right. Anyway, there's a lot more in that book. So that's a Native American thought of it.
You know, it's a good book. It's a good read.
It is. And it's excellent with for families to read with.
Although
their
there's
kids.
A lot of alliteration in it.
Oh.
I read and like, oh, it's a little should have read this before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
That's funny. I've got a song. You were supposed to tell me what it is.
Just pick one.
I did. I picked number three, track three.
Sounds good.
And I think it's called Making a Noise, but I'm not sure.
I'm going to say probably is.
We're going to find out. Here we go. Robbie Robertson from Red Road Ensemble.
Come on, Blackfoot. same kind of songs no more.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
On Saturday, September 7th, the Queens Gaels will host the York Lions at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Last year, Queens walked into York Stadium and left with a resounding, historic victory. But this is not the same program we saw 1 year ago. A new era is dawning at York University. A new coach, new players, and new culture has restored the roar. A team that once fought just to survive is once again playing with pride. Now the Lions will look to even the score. Can York record their first ever victory against the Gaels? Or will Queens continue their royal rule over the Lions? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca to catch all the bone-crunching action. 2:45 pregame show, 3 p.m. kickoff. We hope to see you there.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbors Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
If you love listening to podcasts and you've always thought of starting your own, CFRC can make that happen for you. Try podcasting with us today at CFRC 101.9 FM. Visit podcast.cfrc.ca for more information, and you can find the application form and get started.
Well, there you go, Sean. Some really important notices for folks out there who are just getting started in Kingston. So welcome to all the students who are first time here at Queen's University. And welcome back to everyone else. Oh, my goodness, there's so many people around. And the first day of classes for RMC today. So to all the people at RMC who may be able to listen between 6 and 8 o'clock on Tuesday nights. Some of them are really busy with the activities. Yeah.
Anybody in particular?
Yes. Yeah. Big shout out to all those second-year RMC students.
Anyone who's there.
Yeah. Actually, something coming up listening. on the 13th, which is the obstacle course out there for first-year students.
Oh, yeah?
To go through.
Can
the
obstacle. Can you go and watch?
I did read a notice yesterday that says on the RMC website, it shows events, and one of the events is the 13th of September. That's not this weekend, is it?
I don't know, Doug.
What's the date today?
No, it's not.
It's the 3rd. Okay, so it's a week from now.
Yeah, you should know that.
Yeah. So the first years do the obstacle course in teams. They're platoons. Yeah. And they work together and get everybody through it. And it's quite an interesting opportunity. If you want to go see it, it's open to the public and to go and watch. You can't participate. You can't get in the way. You just have to stand way back and watch.
Oh, that's okay. I don't want to do that.
I went last year.
Did you?
Yeah. You know what I was like last year in September? I could hardly walk around the place. But
you went.
I went, yeah. I didn't get to see every one of the, I think there are 13, it's going to be interesting, 13 obstacles to go through on the 13th of September.
They have one of those big, like, 30-foot walls they got to climb.
Yeah, I think it's a little higher than that. It's up on cargo netting. You go up, flip over it, and then come down the other side.
Yeah, but then there's one with a rope, and you got to climb up.
Grab the rope, you know, up a big wooden wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got that one, too?
They've got that one, too.
Huh.
Yeah. Nice. They got some where you crawl under things. They got one where pull. They've got one where the whole team grabs hold of a rope attached to a heavy-duty military vehicle. Kind of like a troop carrier. These things are really heavy.
And then
heavy.
They drag it
and,
back
and
home.
And they have to pull it a certain distance along the laneway that they have there. But you know what?
Like a whole bunch of people, not just one?
No. It's the platoon. It's probably about 12, 14.
Is that a team building exercise?
It is. But guess what? I look at that. I stood there and looked at the truck and said, they got to put it in neutral. Because there's no way they should be dragging that along on that road. They'll wreck the road.
Pretty sure that it will be in neutral.
Yeah, it was.
Or at least it should be.
It was. You're right. They've got one where you, a big high wire that's stretched from one tree to another.
Oh, yeah?
And they have to go up and they have to get themselves across past obstacles along the wire.
A zip line, or they're walking?
No, it's not.
Like blonde.
It would be nice if you could zip line it, but no, you hand over hand and you use your legs
hand over hand.
Kind of. It's like crawling upside down.
Cool.
Right?
All righty.
Okay. But yeah, it's good. And you get a chance. It's from 1 o'clock till 6:30.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, go watch those young people getting involved.
Do they have vendors? Food vendors?
No.
They don't have a guy selling popcorn or
Not
anything?
Not at all. You got to bring your own snack.
Hmm.
Yeah. But watch out for the wasps. Oh my goodness. They're pretty, I heard on the news report here at 5:30 on CFRC that apparently the wasps are really bad, especially at outdoor restaurants. So, no vendors.
Yeah,
all right, I want to go to some music.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, because Robbie Robertson, he's put out years and years and years of work, and starting in the, 1960s sometime.
Let's say the 60s.
Mid-60s.
Maybe the 50s.
No.
Well, how old is he?
You're going to find out for me while we do this. But I do remember Robbie Robertson coming to Queen's University because he received...
He was born in 43, so...
43?
Oh, yeah, so he had to practice somehow.
Robbie Robertson received an honorary doctorate here at Queen's University. Do you know when? May.
10?
May of 2003.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He got it in education. But the Arts Canada wrote this article, and it's about Robbie Robertson receiving this, and it's... Canadian rocker Robbie Robertson became a doctor on Friday, May the 30th, 2003, receiving an honorary degree, Doctor of Laws degree at Queen's University.
Law?
Well, that's what they call it, Doctor of Laws. Of Laws, not law, not the legal system.
Well,
he received it for...
Like, shouldn't he get one for music or something like that?
Yeah, in education.
Okay. I don't know, Doug.
All right, this is something.
I guess it's good. Good for him. He got it.
They quoted Robbie and it was written up in the Kingston Whig Standard. So, quote: "This is something I feel very, very special about. I'm honored that it's Queen's University because they're so well respected and renowned across the country. It's terrific." Unquote.
Sounds like him.
He also said, quote, there have been other universities that have talked about doing this sort of thing with me, but I was particularly impressed I was going to be doing this, receiving this honorary degree, Doctor of Law degree, at Queen's University, unquote. He was born in Toronto. Did you know that?
I had an idea.
He played guitar and became famous for his collaboration with Bob Dylan and also as a member of the rock band, The Band.
The Band, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He also won a Juno Award and was inducted into the Juno Hall of Fame with The Band. And the induction was in 1989. Did you find out any information? When did he start playing music? I think he was about 14 or something. So 43.
I'm still looking, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Early career.
Okay. The band went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994.
He was on the traveling carnival circuit.
Okay. And where'd they go?
All over. First few days in a suburb of Toronto and later as an assistant at a freak show. For 3 weeks during the Canadian Exhibition. His song Life is a Carnival. So he wrote that about that. This. The movie Carney, 1980. He joined Little Caesar and the Consuls in 1956 by pianist vocalist Bruce Morsehead.
There you go, 1956.
Yeah, that was a while back, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't remember that because I was 6 years old.
Yeah, you do. Ronnie Hawkins. That's the one I was trying to think of.
Oh, okay. Ronnie Hawkins in Toronto.
He used to play with Ronnie Hawkins. Mm-hmm. And then he met up with somebody else, and they started a band. The Band, I guess.
The Band, yeah. Maybe that's what we'll have to do. Start these turntables and get them going.
Robertson began shadowing Hawkins after the Swades opened for the Arkansas based a rockabilly group, Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks. At the Dixie Arena. You know, the rest is history. He's written music, scored, I guess is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
These scored music for many of Martin Scorsese films.
Oh, see... You come with a lot of information that's not out there.
Well,
for most
you know,
people,
if you
right?
have your phone, you can find these things in a hurry.
You would know because you watch those movies.
I do. Yeah. I do. I do watch a lot of those. And what else? What else has he done in his life?
Okay. So while you're looking up what else, I'm going to play a song by Robbie Robertson. Okay. The one you picked, The
good.
Right Mistake.
Sounds good.
Let it go.
They
I'm just trying to make the right mistake. The right mistake. I was only trying to make the right mistake. I'm just